Gentlemen, your attention, please. Good morning to you all. This is the captain of the Stavros Niarchos. I welcome you here for this memorable sailing of the Stavros. And I'm pleased to welcome on board the Honourable Lord Mayor of Cardiff. I'm going to put you over to him now to say a few words. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Captain Bainbridge. Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to be with you today and to be in following in the footsteps of Alderman John Chappell, who was Lord Mayor of Cardiff in 1910, when Captain Robert Falcon Scott departed Cardiff for the South Pole. Alderman Chappell and his party were with Captain Scott for the start of that great journey, but left at the Brixey Lighthouse, joining the tug Falcon. By that time, a leak had been attached to the Terra Nova's mizzen, because it was said that the Terra Nova was so full of leaks of another kind. Perhaps that is why Alderman Chappell was keen to disembark at the earliest opportunity. But we have no such worries today. I am sure that the Stavros Niarchos is a fine ship, so please don't think there is anything implied by the fact that I will be enjoying just a small part of her journey south. To the contrary, I like nothing better myself than messing about in boats and would relish the chance to go with them. However, and I might as well say it now, mayoral duties prevent me from doing so. That's my story and I'm sticking to it. I want to thank the Tall Ships Youth Trust for bringing the commemoration of this historic event to life, and also the Royal Navy for providing us with such an impressive backdrop to this ceremonial departure. Captain Scott and his story are now firmly entrenched in Cardiff's history, and I'm pleased to have this wonderful opportunity to remind people of it. It's important that we ensure that the spirit of adventure, which is surely his legacy, lives on, and the many events taking place in Cardiff this week will go a long way to bringing the Captain Scott's endeavours to life, particularly for the younger generations. And so it remains only for me to thank the Tall Ships Youth Trust and the Captain Scott Society for inviting me to take part today, and to wish Captain Bainbridge and his crew well for an enjoyable